This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now a moment for Econ Extra Credit, where we revisit Basic Economics Weekly. We've been reading a free intro econ textbook, and this week's chapter is about banks and money. And speaking of extra credit, as we reported yesterday, the Federal Reserve announced that to counteract the economic effects of the pandemic, it's making $2.3 trillion available in extra credit to spur loans to cities and to small and medium-sized businesses. It's reasonable to ask, where did the Fed find $2.3 trillion? Was it taxpayer money? No. It's more like magic. Homa Zargami is an economics professor at Barnard College in New York.
In a certain sense, it is creating it out of thin air, right?
When the Fed wants to fill regular banks full of extra credit, so the banks can furiously write a bunch of new small business loans, the Fed buys securities from those banks, often bonds. It pays for these securities not in gold bars from Fort Knox or something. It pays by typing in numbers that amount to a credit on the books.
Now the bank has more money to loan out.
It's like when you finally secure that home equity loan. The bank doesn't send you $50,000 in $20 bills in a suitcase. The bank just indicates you now have a $100,000 credit, which you can go out and spend when you're ready. Here's Ben Bernanke on CBS, back when he was chairman of the Fed, talking about this after the last financial crisis.
To lend to a bank, we simply use the computer to mark up the size of the account that they have with the Fed. So it's much more akin, although not exactly the same, but it's much more akin to printing money than it is to borrowing.
You're hearing that? Printing money is just a metaphor. The Fed has no printing presses, but it has a keyboard which only a central bank can use to magically increase the total supply of money, which helps stimulate the economy when disaster is afoot, like now. So why not just make up money like this all the time? Well, here's Professor Zargami again.
They're not going to want to do this on a regular, ongoing basis in order to kind of deal with any daily issue that might arise, because it's going to increase the general price level and perhaps be hyperinflationary, which can be really bad for the economy in general.
And while the economy has a vast array of problems right now, inflation is not one of them.